Balaba Giri Bharadhari Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Bharadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jai Shri Shri. Radha Madhavji ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Vishnu Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotra Shata Shri Shriman. His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON Pratistha Acharya Jagat Guru Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Ananta Kota Vaishnavarinda ki jai. Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki jai. Premsikaho Shri Krishna. Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadha Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jai Jai Sisi Radha Krishna Gopko Pinat Sham Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadip Simai Padam Ki Jai Gangamai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulasi Maharani Ki Jai Sri Harinam Sankitan Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jai Jai Nitai Go Prema Nandi Haribo Samaveta Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glory to Sri Guru. Should I bring him? So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, chapter 23. Demigods regain the heavenly planets. Texts number 1 and 2. Two is on the board. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Aho. Sri Balir Uvacha. Bali Maharaj said, Aho, alas, Pranamaya, to offer my respectful obeisances, Krita, I did. Samudyama. Only an endeavor. Prapana Bhakta Artavidu. In the regulative principles observed by pure devotees, Samahita is capable, yet that Lokapalai by the leaders of the various planets, Twat Anugraha. Your cause is mercy. Amarai, by the demigods. Alabdha Purvaha, not achieved previously. Pashade, unto a fallen person like me. Ashure, belonging to the Ashura community. Arpita, endowed. Did we chant that? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya? We did, okay. So I read the translations of 1 and 2. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, okay, when the Supreme Ancient, Eternal Personality of Godhead had thus spoken to Bali Maharaj, who was universally accepted as a pure devotee of the Lord, and therefore a great soul, Bali Maharaj, his eyes filled with tears, his hands folded, and his voice faltering in devotional ecstasy, responded as follows. Bali Maharaj said, you can repeat, Bali Maharaj said, What a wonderful effect there is in even attempting to offer respectful obeisances to you. I merely endeavored to offer you obeisances. But nonetheless, the attempt was successful as those of pure devotees. The causeless mercy you have shown me, the fallen demon, was never achieved even by the demigods or the leaders of the various planets. Purport. When Brahmanadeva appeared before Bali Maharaj immediately wanted to offer him respectful obeisances, but he was unable to do so because of the presence of Shukracharya and other demoniac associates. The Lord is so merciful, however, that although Bali did not actually offer obeisances, but only endeavored to do so within his mind, the Supreme Personality of Godhead blessed him with more mercy than even the demigods could ever expect. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4:20, Shvalpam api asya dharmasya trayati mahato bhayat. Even a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Bhavagrahi Janardhan, because he takes only the essence of a devotee's attitude. If a devotee sincerely surrenders the Lord as the super soul in everyone's heart, immediately understands this. Thus, even though externally a devotee may not render full service, if he is internally sincere and serious, the Lord welcomes his service nonetheless. Thus the Lord is known as Bhavagrahaya Janardhan, Bhavagrahi Janardhan, because he takes the essence of one's devotional mentality. Om Agyan Smirandasya Jananjanan Shalakya Takshura Nanitam Dhinu Pashpash Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garatha Shiva Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari 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 Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. So here Bali Maharaj is saying that I wanted to pay obeisances, but I couldn't because of the circumstances. So it was just in my eagerness that I just wanted to pay obeisances, but I didn't do it. But I wanted to. And I had that desire, I had that strong desire to do it. But the situation at that time wasn't really favorable because his guru, Shukracharya, was there. They wouldn't have at all liked that. And the many demons were there also. So they wouldn't have liked it also because there's two parties here, and Bali Raj is not supposed to be on the demons' party. But Shukracharya come and told him that this is actually Vishnu. His dwarf is actually Vishnu. He's going to take away everything you've got. So Bali Maharaj said, great, great. I guess I'm saver. The Lord wants to take, so I can give him something. I get saver. But just by thinking like that, having that mentality, even though he didn't actually do it, but Krishna responded anyway, and he gave him so much mercy. What mercy did he give? As a result of just thinking of offering prayers feelingly to Krishna, what result did he give? Did he get? He had the lotus feet of Vamanadeva's foot on his head. which is sought after by all devotees. So this is the greatest benediction he had, which even the demigods couldn't get. They're in Shatrughun, but they could not get that. But Bali Maharaj, he had the Lord's lotus foot on his head. Just by thinking about offering a devotional prayer, that's what he wanted. He wanted to offer some devotional prayers to Vamanadev, but he couldn't. So just by thinking like that, he achieved the greatest benefit. Everybody is aspiring to have the lotus feet on their head, the dust of the lotus feet that we're always asking for, that, begging for that. So Bali, he got that. Even though he was born in a demon family. So, this is the main thing in his shloka, is that the Lord is accepting our endeavor, our eagerness. This is the main thing in the spiritual life. In the spiritual world, everything is based on eagerness, enthusiasm, spontaneity. That is how everything is reenacted in the spiritual world. In the material world, we forget. But we don't forget the enthusiasm, but we become enthusiastic over sense gratification and things like that. But that enthusiasm is the main thing in the spiritual world. And everything is based on that enthusiastic devotional service. This is what Krishna likes, that's the essence. Prabhupada said, you take one step towards Krishna and he will take 10 bounding leaps towards you. If there is affection there, he likes. So, it's because the process of devotional service is on the transcendental platform, it's on the absolute platform. And on the transcendental platform, on the platform of absolute, the means and the end are the same. The means and the end are the same. Yeah, we're practicing the devotional service, and what's the end? We'll still practice devotional service. We'll still perform devotional service. Karmis, gyanis, yogis, they don't do that. The means is not, and the end are not the same for those. But for devotional service, devotees, then the means is bhakti, and the goal and the end, the chief goal is, but again, bhakti. So just thinking of serving Krishna favorably, then the ultimate goal is achieved. Because Krishna's pleasure is the ultimate result of our work. It should be. Any work done should be done for Krishna. We should be thinking of Krishna. So, you want to make a garland, a flower garland for Radha Krishna. So you think, I would like to offer, make a garland and offer to Radha Madhava there. So because it's on the absolute platform, then Radha Madhava has already accepted that. Because you were thinking with devotion that I will make a garland and offer to Radha Madhava. They're accepting that from the very beginning, the conception. This is just a conception in the mind. But they're accepting that because it was done with devotion. And so therefore Krishna's feeling ecstasy already, because already he hasn't received it directly, but he's felt the intention behind it. So he's received that much. So therefore the devotees are in ecstasy. And when they're performing this service, when they're making the garland, for instance, they're still feeling ecstasy. descriptions of how the devotees are performing service and tears are coming from, because they're in there's ecstasy is there. But they haven't finished the garland, they haven't given the garland to Radha Madhava. But still they're feeling ecstasy. Why? Because Krishna's feeling ecstasy. So in the middle and in the end also, then the result is you finish the garland, you give to Radha Madhava, and there again. So the beginning, middle and end, if you're done with devotion, then Madhava is seeing that. So he accepts that devotional service. So this is the absolute nature of devotional service. So that's the idea. In all of our service, we should be aspiring for Radha Madhava's pleasure. That should be our only aspiration and our intention. Well, often we're doing service, but we're doing it because I like it and I'm thinking I'll enjoy the result also, which you can. But then whose pleasure are we actually thinking of? You know, we're doing the service, but whose pleasure are we thinking of? So we have to be thinking of Krishna's pleasure favorably. We have to think of Krishna favorably, not unfavorably. Because Krishna is demanding anyway complete surrender. Sarvadanam parityaja mamikam saranam. Krishna is making a demand there. Complete surrender. So, who do I surrender? What do I surrender? If I don't know who I am, how can I surrender? The Krishna's demanding it. So Prabhupada describes at the end of the Bhagavad Gita that the living entity has a minute independence because Krishna has supreme independence. And if we utilize that independence to satisfy Krishna's desires, that is the proper use of our independence. If we misuse our independence for enjoying the material world or enjoying separately from Krishna, then that is misuse of our independence. So Krishna, we have this independence. That's what we do have. We have independence. Maybe nothing else we have. But we do have independence, and Krishna is not going to interfere with that. He's going to let us make the choice. So then by proper use of that independence, we can surrender our false identity of being the controllers and enjoyers and adopt the pure identity of being servant of the servant of Krishna. So that independent choice we have to make. So that we can, that is something we can surrender, or we should surrender. Prabhupada says you can realize the self in three different stages. We want to surrender ourself, but we've got to, first we have to understand who is the self, what is the self. He said the first stage you can realize is Krishna. The presence of Krishna. Krishna is the Parabrahman, we are Brahman. So Krishna's nature is, he is Brahman. And the living entity is a part and parcel of Krishna, also he is Brahman. Arjuna is asking Krishna, Kim tat Brahma, Kim adi atma, what is the self? What is Brahman? What is the self? Krishna says the eternal nature of the living entity is called Brahman. No, the living entity is Brahman. because Krishna is Brahman, and we are part and parcel. So living entity is Brahman, and his eternal nature is called the Self. So the Self, we are Brahman, that we can understand, we can feel the presence of Brahman, or the presence of Krishna. First understanding of self-realization. So you can perceive yourself as Brahman by feeling your existent, eternal nature. The second realization, you can realize yourself as being localized. Prabhupada said in the heart, living entity is in the heart, localized. And you can perceive him as being egg-shaped, like an egg, dim, egg-shaped and glowing. And the third realization of the living entity is when he actually understands his Swarup, his eternal relationship with Krishna, his eternal nature and form with Krishna. So three steps in realization. Just as Krishna, Vedanti tat tat pitas tat jnanam abhyam, Brahmaniti paramatmati bhagavaniti sachita. This is Krishna. Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. These are the three aspects of understanding Krishna. So like father, like son, we are small parts of Krishna, so also we can be realized in three. We can realize Krishna as Brahman, as Paramatma and Bhagavan. So we can realize ourselves as Brahman and as being localized, glowing in the heart, and as in our eternal Swarup or relationship with Krishna. So, here Prabhupada is pointing out two times in the purport how Krishna is known as Bhavagrahi Janardana. He accepts his, the bhava, bhavagrahi, the bhava, the emotion, the devotion that is offered you offer me with love and devotion, leaf, flower, water, I will accept it. So you offer me with love, that's what Krishna likes. The leaf, flower, water, that's okay, but how are you offering that? The leaf, flower, water, these are the medium to express your love. So it's the love that Krishna likes best. God loves love best. Because he's the loving nature, he also loves. Bhavagrahi Janada, he is accepting the mood, the devotion in your when you are making offerings. You're offering a lamp, which Vijayapataka Maharaj, after class. We're offering a lamp, but more important is the devotion. This lamp is a medium for our devotion, for the we're offering for Jayapataka Maharaj's good health, like that. Kindly accept the devotion. So Lord Janardhan, he is a super soul. He lives in the heart of everyone. According to his weapons, he has the Padma Shankar Gada weapons, lotus. According to the position in his hand, he has names. He has different names. I think 24 it mentions, something like that. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyway, the Lord in the heart, because of the hands that he's holding the different symbols, his name is Janardhan. He's your best friend. His name is Janardhan. Did you know? You should have known that. He's your best friend since time immemorial. Ever since you've been in this universe, he's been accompanying us throughout body after body after body after body. Noting everything. But he's like, the example given is two parrots in the tree. The one is the enjoying parrot, he's eating the fruits of the tree. The other one is witnessing. He's not getting involved in eating the fruits getting entangled in the three modes of material nature, but trying to enjoy the fruits of the tree. The enjoyer is Paramatma. Supreme enjoyer. But Paramatma, he's more or less order supplier because of his position. So he's not full, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he's not full Supreme Personality of Godhead because he's acting like an order supplier for my desires. And Janardhan, he knows that he's a super soul, so therefore he knows that he knows he can fulfill my desires. It's like on the altar, in Radha Madhava's altar, you have a Shalagram Shila there. You see? Right in this, at the feet of Radha Madhava. There's one Shringashang and there's one Shalagram Shila there. His name is Janardhan. So it's recommended in the scriptures you have Janardhan Shalagram Shila or Narayana Shila, because Narayana means the total aggregate of everything and everyone. And Janardhan is the same feeling. So Janardhan is recommended, especially in temple worship, that you have a Janardhan Shalagram Shila. Because now all the pilgrims are coming to the temple, we also, everyone. They're coming and they're offering all their prayers to Radha Madhava. But they don't see the Shalagram, she's quite small. He's by their feet. So they don't see the Shalagram. But they see big Radha Madhava. So then naturally everyone's offering their prayers to big Radha Madhava. Big Radha Madhava's business is pleasure, enjoyment. So Janardhan is there, so he's taking note. He's seeing all those prayers you are offering. He's taking note. And when the time is right, this birth or another birth, when the time is right, then he'll award that. Oh, he was praying to Radha Madhava, you wanted this, you wanted this. Okay. I'll give you all of your assistance that you needed. So therefore this is the function of the Janardhan Shalagram Shila. So Prabhupada said it's not although you have to become perfect in all your activities, you do your activities, and even the activity is not perfect, but because it was being done with sincerity, devotion, love, if you have it. If you don't have it, at least you can have sincerity. You can be sincerely grateful to Guru, Guranga, that they put us in Krishna consciousness, taken us out of Maya's clutches. So we love in that aspect as our Savior. We love Krishna, we love Guru as our Savior in the beginning. And that transforms into friendship. And we love Krishna out of friendship. Shuridam sarvabhutanam. I am the greatest friend of everyone. Friendship. And then after that, there are different rashas of relationships you can enter into with Krishna. So at least we can love him as our savior. We should. That is respectful. So Prabhupada said, you simply try your best sincerely Krishna is seeing that sincerity. He's not seeing the finished product. It's absolutely perfect. It may not be perfect, your devotional service. But if you tried your best, that endeavored, that is what Krishna was seeing and rewarding you for that. Prabhupada said, Krishna wants to see how much you are spending your valuable life for Krishna. That's all. That's all. How much you are spending your valuable life for Krishna. That's what Krishna wants to see. Yes, he accepts the feeling, Prabhupada said. Procedure may not be very right, but the desire of being sincere, he will accept our offering. So I found a quote from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Khand, 1682. Translation. Shayishvarasi puna shabarabhavalaya him shakari laish saitahana him sahaya. Translation. The Lord accepts the devotion of everyone. But if anyone is envious of his children, then he retaliates. So Krishna is very gracious, very kind. He can, even thinking about, like Pali Maharaj, just thinking about offering to Krishna, Krishna accepted it. On the other side there, Krishna, he can retaliate if the services, if the persons are envious. Purport, or the commentary, Prabhupada says, Lord Janardhan, who is Babagrahi Janardhana, or appreciative of one's sentiments. He is served by everyone according to their respective moods. If a person rejects or envies the mood of another, then such feelings are actually targeted towards the Supreme Lord. Therefore, a living entity should never envy another living entity. If one tries to uproot and convert the internal mood of another person into that of his own narrow-mindedness, then the result will be not only criticism of another's religion, but envious of the Supreme Lord, who is the goal of all religion. Service may be directed to the Supreme Lord. Service and envy directed towards the Supreme Lord are two separate matters. If one misidentifies envy as service of the Supreme Lord, he will be opposed to the service of the Supreme Lord and ultimately become envious of the devotees. If one misidentifies envy and service to the Lord, he will be opposed to the service of the Supreme Lord and ultimately become envious of the devotees. When a living being, entity, becomes devoid of loving service to the Lord, he becomes sometimes a sense enjoyer, sometimes he becomes a fruitive worker, sometimes an impersonalist, sometimes a hatha yoga, sometimes a raja yogi. This is a result of becoming envious of the devotees. You may fall down into this. To engage such persons in the service of Lord Mukunda for their eternal benefit is not an act or form of envy. Rather, inducing such persons to engage in activities of sense gratification instead of the service of the Lord is to give indulgence to envious activities, and therefore it must be given up. (Clears throat) So here he's talking about, you never interfere one's, a person's sentiment. First of all, we should never underestimate anyone because we don't know what goes on in anyone's heart. So don't underestimate one. And Krishna is, Janardhan, he's Baba Graha, he's seeing the mood of devotion. So everybody doesn't have the same mood of devotion. It's different, but that mean that doesn't mean that one's right and one's wrong. They're both right. For example, controversy. Does Lord Chaitanya wear a peacock feather or not? Peacock feather is for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya has come as a devotee. So is it a rasabas? Huh? So I asked Prabhupada this question. Can Lord Chaitanya wear a peacock feather? And Prabhupada said, why not? He is Krishna. So we see that during Prabhupada's time, all the Gaunitais had peacock feather, everyone. Lord Chaitanya had peacock feather. It wasn't. But all you see, when any Gaunitai deities, everyone had peacock feathers. And he didn't seem to interfere with Prabhupada's mood. Wherever he went around the world, he saw this, but he didn't say anything. So then there's another side, another camp. No, it'll interfere with the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's the mood of a bhakta, and you're giving him Krishna's peacock feather. Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna. The Anya, he is Radha Krishna. So. So you get a controversy, a little controversy is here. But you should not come to the conclusion that he is right, therefore this one is wrong. You'll make up apparat. You have to see that they're both right. They're both accepting different mood. One of Prabhupada's godbrothers, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. We do this shakambalamation of Tulsi. Yani kani chapapani brahmahatyatika. You take chapapani of the pap. You take all this pap, all this sin away. So his sentiment was that, why I should dump my sins on Tulsi Brindadevi? She's one of the most lovable objects of worship on Krishna's and entourage. She's such a prominent figure there. Why we should dump all of our sins by succumbing and dumping our sins? So he wouldn't succumbate. But we succumbate, and the mantras tell you to succumbate. So sometimes you get some immature disciples because my Guru Maharaj said it's like this, you're not doing like this, therefore you're all wrong. Only my Guru Maharaj is right. Because of his devotional sentiment. But no, Krishna, he can accept both. Some Acharya has written this song, Tulsi Pranam song and Yani Kani Chapapani. It's been written by some Acharya. We are doing it. We want to do it. We want to get rid of our sins in Kali Yuga. So this is one of the process given by the Acharyas. So then, but Maharaj, he has his sentiment. It's not, it's very good, nice sentiment. But it's his own sentiment, mood. So, yeah, he's right, but also the others are right. They're not, but not that, you know, our Guru Maharaj doesn't do it, we don't do it, so therefore we're all more advanced than the other party. Or, yeah, if a person rejects or envies the mood of another, then such feelings are actually targeted towards the Supreme Lord Himself. There was an example of Haridas Thakur and the king. I told Haridas that you give up this chanting of Hare Krishna, you give up this low class religion, this Hindu religion, and you chant Allah. Otherwise you'll be punished. So Haridas said, what does it matter what name you are calling? You're saying Allah, I'm saying Krishna. It's the same one God is there. There's not two separate gods. It's one God, one we're calling Allah and we are calling. So what is the harm if I chant, I'm attracted to the name of Krishna and I chant it, you're attracted to the name of Allah, you are chanting. What is the harm? What is the difficulty? So he was trying to change the faith of Haridas. So indirectly he was envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom religion is meant to understand him. All religions are meant to understand him. So, this is like enviousness of Krishna if we criticize and envy his devotees and the different sentiments that different devotees have. In fact, after that whole incident of Haridas Thakur, he was beaten, he got put in the Ganga, then he came to life again. And then the king realized, you know, he is a saint, he is not an ordinary person. So the king said that from this day on, Haridas, you can travel anywhere in my kingdom, unrestricted, unhampered by anyone. I give you that permission. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said, he said, fool, that king still think he can help, can do something for Haridas Thakur. Now he can do anything for Haridas Thakur, but he was still thinking you can wander around freely in my kingdom, as if he's giving some, he's a benedictor or something like that. Haridas Thakur was millions of times greater than that man. But anyway, Haridas forgave him, but the holy name did not forgive the king. And he was wiped out. He was destroyed along with his whole family. That king, Muslim king, the whole family was destroyed. So here's the other side of that. That Krishna can retaliate. He retaliates if they envy the children, Prabhupada's children, because everyone is the child of God, so we have a common father. He has different names. So Krishna, another example of Krishna, enviousness of Krishna is directly towards Krishna, the enviousness. How actually you can see the one example how Krishna is affected by that envious, and that's, of course, this is on a much more transcendental level, isn't it? But when in the story of Dukhi Krishna got initiated with Jai Chaitanya in Ambika Kalna, Gauridas Pandit's temple. So Gauridas Pandit's disciple was Hirdai Chaitanya, and Hirdai Chaitanya gave Dukhi Krishna Das initiation. And then he told him to go and study with Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan. So he went there, and he was studying with Narottam and Srinivas Acharya, and he got the name Shamananda. Oh, thank you. Shamananda. He got the name Shamananda. And so then news got back to Navadvip that Jiva Goswami is initiating, giving disciples the new names, your disciple, and giving a strange tilak. He's changed the tilak. So Hirdai Chaitanya, he went to Vrindavan to see what's happening there. And anyway, I think you know this story. But to cut it short, everything was settled. It's a very transcendental way of, they settled everything, and Hirdai Chaitanya accepted that, okay, everything was bona fide, whatever had happened. And then, so then Shamananda, he took his guru around Vrindavan for a tour, and they went to one place where the someone was reciting the, I don't know, 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Anyway, reciting Krishna's pastimes in conjugal relationship. And they were hearing the sweet pastimes of Madhujula, pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And then Shyamananda, he began sobbing. He was overwhelmed with ecstasy by hearing that. And Hirdai Chaitanya said, "Hey, why are you crying?" And he said, "You've adopted this sentiment of Madhujya. Gauridas Pandit is Shubhal Shaka in Krishna's Leela." So his disciple Hirdai Chaitanya is also in Shakaras. So he also wanted his disciple Shyamananda to be in Shakaras also. But now he's seeing his disciple, he's rolling, crying in ecstasy, and he's hearing the Madhujya Rasa, and he's crying in ecstasy. And Hirdai Chaitanya, "What is this?" Crying. Picks up a stick, he starts to beat him. Heavy, heavy beating. He said, We're coming in life from Shubhal Shaka. I'll give you the greatest revelation. Shakiras. Friendship with Krishna, you can play with Krishna, it's your, and you've adopted this lesser rasa of Madhujya Ras, because whatever rasa you're in, that's nothing greater than that. So you've accepted the lower rasa of Madhujya, and I'm your guru. I'm going to give you this, the greatest rasa, Shakaras, friendship of Krishna. And beating him. Oh, you see, misunderstanding of moods. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared next morning in the dream of Hirdai Chaitanya. And he said, "Actually, Shyamananda, his body is like my body." And to prove that, he took his chadar off his back, and he saw that all the beat marks that had been given to Shyamananda were on Mahaprabhu's back. He said, "I took that beating to show that my devotee and me are practically non-different." This is it being pointed out here. So directly Krishna, he can Yeah, he can take it either favorably or unfavorably, but it's turned out very favorable, that pastime. But anyway, Krishna can't do that. Prabhu Grahaya Janadan, he accepts the emotion behind it, but any emotion that's going against the devotional teaching, then Krishna, he is reacting in a different way. He retaliates. So anyway, this is Dhruva Maharaj is getting so much realization from this pastime. And we see such a humble mood. Why Krishna has given to me what he didn't give to anyone else. He gave me such mercy. And I'm only a low-class demon. I'm from a demon family. Low-born. Yet even the devotee, he's given me more than what he gives the devotees. So this is a nature of a devotee. He's very, very humble, always humble. Even though, you know, here he's personally, practically the Lord's come, descended for Balaram Maharaj. But we can see the humility, and this is why he is having so much revelation, because of his humility. He's able to maintain such a humble state of mind, always thinking himself lower because he's coming from a demoniac family. But he has that humility, and because of that humility, then practical revelation. Lord Vamanadeva is the supreme person. He's there before him, dealing with him, having a pastime with him. So because of his humility and his attitude, this is what is attracting Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Regarding this controversy about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wearing this peacock feather, so it can be reconciled only on the tadva side. Means there is tadva vichar, which means, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in the rasa vichar, that actually comes in Radha Bhav, and also as a bhakt. So if he's also wearing a peacock, he should wear his flute, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't have a flute. So to reconcile all this mood in the rasa vichara, that's why in the Gaudiya Mathe, Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada never put a peacock feather on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Prabhupada was right, because for preaching it has to be established that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's all I needed to tell you, Hare Krishna. If I am wrong, but it is from acharyas and senior Vaishnavas that I've heard this, so I'm just conveying to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, just like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he introduces Radha Krishna and Gauranga together on the altar. That wasn't around before. That wasn't practiced before. You don't find anything, but Bhaktisiddhanta, all of his temples, his moths, they had Radha Krishna and Gauranga next to them. Maybe you go Jogpit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these temples here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They all have Radha, Krishna, and Gauranga. So I think this was in the same mood. It was a preaching mood to establish Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha, Krishna, Nayanya. That Radha, Krishna is Chaitanya. So he had his way of expressing and preaching, and Mood and Prabhupada had his way of expressing and preaching. Yeah. Yeah, it gets a little bit, what do you say?
Prabhuji.
Anyway, most of these controversies, they arise because the deity in the temple is worshipped according to Pancharatriki Vidhi, the rules and regulations. Worship of Radha Krishna is in the Rag Marg, not Pancharatriki Vidhi. So when you try to mix these two, the deity and the, which is Pancharatriki, and try to impose the Rag Marg, Mood, then you get contradictions. But the deity, installed deity, he's worshipped as a king, all opulence, according to all the rules. And Krishna himself doesn't accept rule and regulation worship, Pancharatriki Vidhi. He's accepting spontaneous service. But our approach is Lakshmi Narayan, in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. That's our approach. When we have to be respectful for the deity, but we see Radha Krishna, we talk Radha Krishna, we hear Radha Krishna. It's all Radha Krishna. But the approach, the attitude, this is Pancharatriki Vidhi. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. One small question. Prabhuji, you were mentioning how Krishna sees the endeavor of his devotees and is satisfied with them if it is honest and offenseless. So he also feels happy when his devotees get success. And he wanted Arjuna to fight, and Arjuna was successful and he was happy. And so Prabhupada also wanted success. He said, he used to say, preaching means success. Do you know that, Prabhuji? Preaching means success.
Preaching means?
Success. Success. Victory.
To upset.
Success. Success. S-U. Victory. Victory.
Oh, victory. What means victory? Oh, for that. Thank you.
Prabhupada used to say that preaching means success.
Success.
Yeah.
Preaching.
Yeah. So, could you tell us something about that?
Radhe Radhe. Preaching means success. Yeah. Yeah, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas. He didn't have to do that. But he took sannyas for preaching. To get, so people were disrespecting him, certain classes of people. So he took sannyas, so then everybody started to respect. And in the purport, Prabhupada said one should find out novel ways and means to spread Krishna consciousness. It's like Lord Chaitanya, he adopted sannyas as a means of preaching. So one should find out novel ways and means of spreading Krishna consciousness. So we see the acharyas, they do different things. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Sri Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shambhit Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Nitai Gopi Manandi. Hare Hare.